Can I do it again? All right. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming. I guess I apologize for the fact that we're even having this press conference, you know, for the fact that we have to sit here and talk about the fact that we're wrapping up the season and the playoffs haven't even started yet. That's not territory that we're very comfortable with or very familiar with and or that we're very happy about around here. So, you know, we understand that we didn't get the job done, and we understand that we've got to go to work to improve in every single way we possibly can, and we'll approach it with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. We will work like crazy to improve and become better, but it's going to be sticking in our craw for quite a long time, I can tell you that. But as far as – I want to thank you guys, the reporters and the media that cover us. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, do a tremendous job. And, you know, I feel like we've got a very tough media, but we've got a very fair media. And I think you do a great job of getting information to our fans and analyzing us and taking a look at us and communicating with the fans back and forth and really allowing the fans to be a part of what we're doing and connecting us to the fans and the fans with us. So whether it be radio or print or TV, we just appreciate it tremendously. And you know, hope you understand that. I know you do, because I can tell by the way you treat me is the fact that sometimes, you know, I really try to give as much information as I possibly can that'll help the fans and then not give information that's going to help our opponents, you know. And I sense that you guys understand that. So that is greatly appreciated, and I thank you for that. So a couple other things going forward. I think we made progress in a number of areas this season, you know, as the season went along. But as you look at it, some things are clear, and you can ask questions about these things too. But, you know, we're going to need to run the ball better. We're going to need to protect Joe better offensively. Those things will make us better offensively. We've got to make more plays, more big plays down the field. We've got to be better defensively in some ways too. We improved tremendously defensively this year. But we'll look at the areas we need to get better at. We need to be better in the fourth quarter. We need to be better protecting leads at the end of the game. And those are things that would have made a difference in games that probably would have got us in the playoffs. Coaches are working on this. There's a lot happening in the NFL right now as far as coaches, as you guys know. A lot of things happened yesterday. There may or may not be some more things happening as the rest of the week goes on. And I'm sure some of our coaches will be a part of that as far as opportunities go to move up and move on and to pursue career opportunities. So we're proud of that. You know, I think we've had a lot of success here. And the fact that we're not pushing deep into the playoffs will probably give some of our coaches some opportunities to do that. So right now all of our coaches are here. They're all working. They're all, you know, doing everything they can do to wrap the season up and then push forward into building our schemes for next year and also push forward into the draft and the evaluation on that. So we're all working right now. So I don't have anything to announce as far as coaches moving on or anything like that. But in the next few days or in the next week, there may be some things along those lines with guys having opportunities to move on, possibly to some other jobs. We'll just kind of have to see how that goes. We're working on a thorough self-examination. I just want to make this note. Ozzie and his staff are doing the same thing. We'll meet together for a few days early next week to tie ourselves together personnel-wise, and then we'll have a meeting with Steve and with Dick and with Ozzie and with Eric down in Florida to really and with Pat as well, to take a look at our cap situation, our personnel situation, and make you know, big picture plans going forward. So we have not done that yet, so I don't have a lot of answers going forward as far as the big picture cap wise and personnel wise. But that'll be a week, you know, that'll be in about 2 weeks or a week and a half to 2 weeks we'll do that. Okay? So that's where we're at right now. And any questions that you have?
You've said that obviously it sticks in your craw. This is territory you're not used to. When you do the exit interviews with your players who aren't used to this, and you look into their eyes,
yeah,
what do you see?
I see, that's a great question. I see the same thing, Joe. I see guys that are, they're a little bit, probably a cross between being a little, I don't know if stunned is the right word, but just this is not something they're used to and a little bit ticked off, you know. Every single guy that I've talked to is taking responsibility, you know, first. And it's funny, you can listen to somebody when someone wants to say, okay, this is what I think the problem is. When they start with themselves and they start with what I could have done better and should have done better to improve us, then, you know, you're more apt to listen to what the rest of the things that they have to say are. So And to a man, every one of our guys have done that, coaches and players. So, and that's the way they've been all year. That's what I appreciate about our guys.
John, when you look at the running game, some of the things that just kind of jumped out this season that made it difficult for you continually to run the ball except for a few occasions?
Yeah, you know, that's probably our biggest disappointment because really, Aaron, we philosophically believe in being a rough, tough, physical offense that can run the football. That's the way we started. That hasn't changed. And no matter where you go with the passing game, you know, that's got to be a staple of what we're going to do. And it wasn't this year. A lot of things. You know, I know you say, what are some of the things that stick out? Well, the things that stick out are the fact that it all kind of goes together. You know, there are complements to the running game. You've got to be able to throw the ball well enough to protect your running game, to back people off. Okay, that's one thing. We didn't always do that. You've got to be able to block people and move people and knock people around well enough to run the ball. You've got to be able to create some angles to you know, create some situations where you have some mismatches. And you've got to be able to make some plays out there when plays aren't there and try to create some yards. So I think, you know, across the board, coaches and players, you know, those are all things that we just weren't able to put together. We tried like crazy, but we weren't able to put it together this year.
John, I know Dennis came back later in the year, but how much did that injury throw off what you guys were planning on doing going into the year?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I could rate exactly how much, but, you know, Dennis is a really good player. And anytime you lose a really good player, that's a kind of a key integral part of what you're doing. You know, you better understand that injuries are going to happen. But I don't know that we necessarily had a go-to guy in the slot that we were, you know, that was really was a good answer, you know, to replace Dennis when he got hurt. And that's why we went out and we got Dallas and we got Brandon Stokely right away. We knew we had to do that. And I thought those guys, you know, really worked hard and did a heck of a job. You know, Brandon just couldn't get healthy. And I thought Dallas, as the year went on, made some big plays for us. But, you know, replacing the Dennis Pitta was tough for us, and it probably threw us off a little bit.
John, you just mentioned the run game and how disappointed you were with that. You bring in Juan Castillo to be your run game coordinator. How do you account for that, and how responsible is he for the lack of numbers that you saw?
Hey, you know, I mean, it's a lot of things, and that's part of it. I mean, I guarantee you one thing: if you talk to any of our coaches, and Juan Castillo is a very accountable guy. You know, Juan Castillo will be the first guy to say, put it all on his shoulders. There's probably a lot of people out there willing to do that, you know. I say, put it all on my shoulders. People are more than happy to say, fine, you got it. You know, it's all your fault. And that's where we should all start. You know, that's where it should all start for all of us. I know better, you know, as you know, being in those meetings every single day and being a part of that thing every single day. I know better, and every one of our players knows better, and every one of our coaches knows that there are a lot of things that go into that. So, you know, I've got complete confidence and belief in all of our coaches. I believe in our coaches. That goes for Juan Castillo. It goes for all of our guys. So I think he's a great coach. But I think all of our guys are great coaches. So, but we've got to coach better. You know, we've got to find a way to use our personnel better. We've got to get better. You know, all those things have to happen.
When you look at the season, and some of this is all of it's really dictated by the CBA. You have 16 games and 14 padded practices. So once September rolls around, you have 30 maximum chances for physicality.
Right.
Football.
Right.
Does that limit you or hamper you in any way, especially with the young guys?
Yes. Yes. And that's a challenge that we're all facing around the league. So you can't sit there and use that as an excuse, you know, because everybody, Drew, has the same number of days. They have the same calendar. And your challenge is to use that calendar in a way that gives you an advantage over the people you're competing against. And that's what we have to go to work on. I talked to the team about that yesterday. We will, like we have in the past, especially 2 years ago when we had almost a full off season, was we're going to look at everything we do, every practice schedule, every drill, every opportunity we have to develop our players. We're going to look at it and do everything we can to maximize that time to be as good as we can be. And some of that may be, you know, hey, veteran players don't need as much work as young guys. And that's what your point is how do you develop the young guys? Well, the young guys better be doing a lot on their own in the offseason. It used to be you could work with your young guys in the offseason. Now you're not allowed to work with your young guys. You're not allowed to develop your young players in the offseason. It's un-American, okay? You know, somebody explain to me why that's right and fair and good. You know, when I get that explanation, I'll understand it. And I'm talking to the players' union on that. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Those young guys are in the union, okay? Where's their voice? So, you know, that's something I think Bill Belichick's talked about, and I think when they wise up, that'll get corrected someday. But in the meantime, it's our job to figure out how to develop those young players somehow, some way, to give them a chance to have a career in the National Football League, you know, to give them an opportunity to compete. We've got to find a way to do that.
John, as far as the offensive line goes, how do you go about improving that, and does that mean that you might need to make some personnel changes to improve?
You know, I think, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jamison, everything's going to be on the table that way. Every one of our guys, all of us understand in this league that it is a production business, coaches and players. So we all have to, you know, be accountable for producing and winning. That's why there's 6, 7, 8, 9 changes every single year. And the same thing goes for players. I mean, players are getting changed out, you know, every single week in the National Football League, let alone every single year. So what we will do is we will find a way to be the best possible offense, offensive line, defense, defensive line, special teams that we can possibly be. And personnel is a big part of that. And you always look, hey, the best guys deserve to play. And the guys who are the best guys are the guys who play the best. And we've got to find those guys. You know, and they know that. And I think that's what players appreciate, because that's the opportunity that they're looking for.
Sorry, John. You talked about in your opening statement about guys moving, coaches maybe getting opportunities elsewhere. But when we do this review, is it possible that you guys could decide to go in a different direction?
You know, I don't want to get into all that right now, because, Jeff, I just don't think that'd be fair. I don't want to sit here and say I'm never going to do anything, or that we're always going to do something. I don't plan on doing anything right now. And you guys are going to say, oh, there's an opening. Maybe he's going to do something. And because when I open up my Bible, what it says something along the lines of, I wish I memorized some of this stuff better, but it says, make no oath, okay? I don't want to make an oath that I don't really know the answer to in the future. But like I said to Jerry, I think we have – every one of our coaches is a great coach. You don't coach at this level and succeed at this level and stick around at this level if you're not a great coach. And every one of those guys is. And what turns out to be the best fit for guys going forward, opportunities that guys have or whatever, you know, we'll see how that shakes out over the course probably the next 2-3 weeks. But I'm happy with all of our guys, and I think all of our guys are good, loyal people and hardworking people.
John, would you anticipate a competitive situation at the center for Geno, where you would compete with AQ and possibly Brian Jensen? Or did you see you guys even going outside for other centers?
I think there'll be a competitive situation pretty much at every spot in the offensive line except right guard, you know. So the answer is yes to that. We'll be looking forward to getting KO back. You know, whether he plays left guard or right tackle, we'll have to make a determination on that. He could play either one of those spots. I would assume that he'll be in that lineup somewhere because, you know, he's kind of that kind of a player, you know, but he's got to come back and do it. You know, of course, he knows that. After that, you know, help me out. You know, guys are in, you know, Michael's contract is up. Eugene's contract is up, and we'll just have to see how some of that offseason stuff works out.
With Greg Rice, yeah, he dealt with the injury. What are your expectations for him, you know, moving forward?
Right, Garrett. Yeah, my expectations for Ray Rice are to be one of the very best running backs in the National Football League. Now, that's the standard for Ray. And the great thing about Ray is, and I just had this conversation with him this morning, that's his standard for himself. And the thing I love about it, talking to him, is that he has a plan to make sure as his career extends here that he is that guy for a long period of time. So nobody works harder than Ray. You know, the numbers weren't there this year, like we talked about. There's different reasons for that. Ray Rice fought through some things. You know, Ray Rice, there's probably some issues he had with his legs that other players wouldn't have even played with. You know, just would have said, hey, I'm out. You know, that's not who Ray is. Ray fought through that early on. You know, right away he wanted to come back the first week after the Cleveland game, and we had to hold him back. So I think he fought through it and did the best he could, you know, with where he was at. And I'm very confident that when he says he's going to come back in the best shape of his life and be better than ever, I'm confident that he's going to do exactly that.
John, what's the dynamic now when you have so little – you've been around your players so much and you have so many things racing through your head of what you want to do in the offseason,
yeah,
but you're separated from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens – with losses in the playoffs or even after the Super Bowl. But in this situation where you're separated from now and you have so much, you and your coaches, racing around in your heads, how do you guys deal with that in these next few weeks?
Well, you know, we always stay in touch with the players. So, you know, there's a lot of guys, but, you know, I think all the coaches, all of our position coaches do a great job. They have great relationships with the guys. They talk to the guys all the time. And, you know, for me, it's a bigger number of guys. You're talking, it'll end up being about 90 guys that I'm going to be trying to communicate with, but I work hard to communicate with those guys. So I'll talk to those guys periodically, pretty regularly, and the veteran guys even, you know, more often. So that's part of it. But the other part of it really is the excitement that you have for the next phase. You know, I mean, in all honesty, I cannot wait, and I know our coaches feel the same way, to dig into building our systems going forward. Okay, what do we anticipate our personnel being, and what's the best way to put together a defense, offense, and special teams that's going to give the guys that we know that are going to be back the best chance to be really good? You know, let's do a great job of that. Let's make it a heck of a lot better than it was last year. Where do we have to look? You know, what do we have to look at? What decisions do we have to make as far as philosophical decisions about how we want to attack people? And I can't wait to get started on that. That's number one. The number two is the draft, free agency, you know, the personnel part of it. You know, working with Ozzie and his group, you know, we do that. We as coaches, we work with those guys, to put the best group of players together that we possibly can. I mean, this is when you build your team. This is when you build the foundation of your team. The better job we do right now, scheme-wise and personnel-wise, the better we'll be next year. So it's like a sense of urgency right now to go to work.
John, how do you evaluate how the rookie class performed this year with a lot of turnover last season? A lot of younger players got an opportunity this year. Do you see kind of a younger nucleus that developed?
Well, yes. You have to, obviously, man, the young guys have got to play, and they got to play well. So if you look at our young guys, our young guys played pretty well this year, I think, you know. Maybe you can help me out off the top of your head and go through the draft order with me, and we could talk about each guy. I thought Matt Elam, you know, obviously he was our first pick, played well. And then I talked to Matt Elam yesterday. Matt Elam, disappointed in how he played. Feels like he should be making a lot more plays. Okay, I'm on board with that, Matt, you know. But when you're a safety, the thing I pointed out to him is when you're a safety, you better be solid first. And he was solid first as a safety. He was in the right spot most of the time doing the right thing. Not 100%, showed up in the Cincinnati game. But for the most part, he was solid back there, okay? He can build on that, and he will.
John, would you have seen a year, you've had a season of no Ray and no Ed in the locker room, not necessarily on the field. Did you miss them? Was leadership an issue at all for you without those two voices?
Well, I mean, I missed them, you know, personally, and I think our guys missed them. I saw Shockey last week had a Ray Lewis speech on his iPhone and was listening to it, you know, through his headphones. He was, yeah, just trying to get fired up, coach, you know. So Ray Lewis lives, but you're always going to miss guys. You know, I think those guys are doing their thing now and doing real well at it, and they're always a part of us, you know, going forward, but they're good friends. We miss them.
So how would you evaluate the job that you did? I mean, you hear the criticisms about time management and decision making and stuff like that. How would you look at the way you did?
You know, I really don't, because I don't listen to too much of that. You know, I don't listen to your show, so I don't hear too much of it at all. That's for sure. If I wanted to hear something smart, you know, I certainly don't listen to your show. But I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I've seen your ratings though too. But
it's about you.
You know, I think, hey, you can always do things better. You know, I'm 100%. It goes from team building. You know, in the end, that's the bottom line. If you don't look at yourself first, and it's what I talked about before, then you're wrong. You know, and I look at myself first. But any specific issue you want to talk about, bring it on, man.
John,
time management.
I thought I was pretty good this year. Pretty darn good. Absolutely.
Going forward on fourth down.
All except one time. I told you that one. Yeah.
Hey, John.
John,
we go for it a lot on fourth down now. You would rather we don't?
No.
Okay, good.
Joe Flacco, he had never had a season like this before. No quarterback in Ravens history had this many interceptions. What did you see with Joe in terms of the fundamentals, mechanics, and just maybe sometimes pressing and trying to maybe make the play where maybe it's not there?
Yeah, you know, those are all things probably that you look at. Like the running game, it probably all goes hand in hand. We were not as good in the passing game that we need to be. We were not on. I think Joe used the word we're off. We're just a little off too often. And that probably is a good way to describe it without getting into every single detail of every single route. You know, that has all got to go together, whether it's the way a route's run, whether it's accuracy, whether it's the way a play is read out, the way it's organized, when it's called, the protection, the hots, all the things that go into those different things. You know, we've never got that together the way we need to. And if we're going to be what we need to be going forward, we have to go to work on getting that done. And it's not going to start in the OTAs. You know, it's got to start well before that. It's got to start with the way we build the system, what we give to our guys, and what they work on in the off season together. I mean, we've got to build in chemistry, precision, those kind of things that you're talking about. We've got to build those things in, you know, right out of the gates if we're going to be a good passing team. And a good passing team doesn't turn the ball over that many times. So not just get back to not turning the ball over, but even get move forward and be more effective in what we're doing.
Thank you.